Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping bits. Tomorrow will be the last day for me publishing the podcast for this week. I'm starting to travel. I'll be on the road starting tomorrow afternoon. Pray for me, please. Going for business, and I'll be gone through Friday, returning late Friday night. So I'll reach out Saturday morning, but then I'm also traveling to friends that day. And, you know, so anyways, it'll be next Monday when it all starts back up again in its normal course. But with that in mind, you know, I normally don't start my day out looking at anything on the news or in business news or anything else. But, you know, I was trying to find more information about the tornadoes. And really, there just was just not a lot of positive news. There was news about cancer. There was news about the victims. There was news about the economy, which wasn't super great. I feel for everybody. It's just a challenging time. So it's all the more reason for us to pray that even after tomorrow, just because, you know, I won't be putting the podcast on, let's keep on praying for our nation, each other, our families, and all those we love. And with that said, let's go to God in prayer. But before we do that, let's quickly look at the verse for the day. It's Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." So with that in mind, the encouragement to bow down and worship, to kneel before him and recognize who he is, let's worship God. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you for who you are, for loving us, for taking care of us. We know that we are your children. We are your flock. And for some reason, you love me. And I'm so grateful for that. You are the creator of all. You take time out for me. You know the hairs on my head. You know my shortcomings, my strengths. You want to know me. You want to know us. And I am so grateful. Just as a shepherd knows his entire flock, you know us. So praise you, Father God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring and making me and allowing me to wake up today. And Lord, it's a blessing to be here, to be in your care. And I just lift up this day to you, Father. I pray that you would be the one that I strive to please. And Lord, as we go about our day, I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to guide us, to open our hearts, open our minds, and to speak through us and use us. Tozer wrote and spoke about the willing. Are we willing? What is our motivation? And yes, Lord, I'm willing. So I submit myself to you with anticipation to see how this will go, how this day will go, knowing that you are in charge. And Father, I just pray for our families. We love our families so much. We care about them. And we're so grateful for them. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for our children, our grandchildren, our spouses and parents and brothers and sisters. For all those that we love that are in our lives, Lord, thank you. thank you for giving them to us, for letting us be part of their lives. And Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to guide them, to protect them, to talk to them, for them to feel your presence today. So many are struggling, and so many are successful. It's amazing, Lord, how you've blessed our families. But for those who are ill, for those who are struggling, I lift them up to you, Lord. And I pray that you would watch over them, that you would heal them for those who are sick, that you would bless with prosperity those who are struggling. And may their hearts and their minds know where the blessings come from, where the healing comes from, where the blessing, the prosperity comes from, Lord. May we truly understand it's from your hand and give you all the praise and the glory for it. I pray and ask, Lord, for your angels to be about our loved ones, keeping them safe, holding them close, and defending them against the evil one. For in the spiritual realm, I don't have any power. It's all in you, Lord Jesus. So I pray for you to protect them. Protect them from the evil one. And hold them close and keep them safe. And I lift up our nation, Lord. I lift up these United States. I lift up and pray for those who have been injured, who have been lost, for the family members who've lost loved ones through the tornadoes, through the natural disasters, and just everything else that's going on, Lord. There's so many people being lost. And there's so much pain and suffering because of it. So, Lord, I pray for your mercy and your hand to be upon them. Those family members who are wondering where their loved one is. The loved one who is in the hospital. I just pray for you to bless them, heal them, comfort them. May your angels be about them. Holy Spirit, may they feel you, know you, experience your peace and your comfort. And I pray for our leaders this beginning of the week. I ask that they would move along your ways, along your path. I ask, Lord, that you would guide them. And those who don't love you, I ask that you would remove them. May this nation return to you. May it start its turn back to you. I just pray for a revival, Father, of this country. You've blessed us so mightily in the past. I just pray that you'd watch over us and continue and remove those who are fighting against you. And let this country be that light on the hill once again, because it's been an amazing land. But your will, Father, not mine. And lastly, I just lift up our relationship with you. So grateful. So grateful to have you in control. And I ask that we would learn and that we would rest in you today. That we would be a good example of your love and who you are. That we would be a demonstration of the light of Christ to our co-workers, to our bosses, to our friends. And may we walk more closely with you today, Lord Jesus. May we listen to your voice and bring you honor and glory. May we live a life today that's worthy of you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.